you're buying your edition of British Vogue today, there's a big change to the front cover. Instead of the usual model or celebrity gracing the front cover, there's a midwife and a supermarket worker and a train driver. They represent the new front line, three women who have put their lives on the line during the COVID-19 pandemic. The midwife in question is Rachel Miller from near Cookstown in County Tyrone, and who works as a midwife in the Homerton Hospital in East London. And she's on the line now. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm very well. It's a gorgeous photograph of you. Are you happy with it?
Yeah, I'm more than happy with it. I don't think I would have minded what went up there, but it's just
honour. It's really lovely. How did it all come about?
So I was just doing a normal shift on labour ward, caring for a labouring woman, and they came out of the room to get something, and Jamie, the photographer, was there, and he just took photos of everyone on shift that day. So all we knew was that Vogue was doing some sort of feature on key workers during the pandemic, but we had no idea that there was potential for it to end up on the cover. So I heard a couple of weeks after that they'd chosen my portrait to go on the cover.
And what did you think?
I didn't believe them at the start. It's not something you ever imagine would happen to you. So it was a bit surreal. It still is.
Yeah, absolutely. And no time for hair and makeup. All done very naturally and very much on the front line of your workplace.
Yes, exactly.
Why does this matter to you, Rachel? Why does it matter for everyone that yourself and the supermarket worker and the London Underground train driver are on the front of Vogue this week?
There definitely has been a shift in who Vogue kind of portray as role models, and the fact that they've put three ordinary people on the cover instead of a model or a celebrity for this issue. I hope that it's a reminder to people who see it that everyday jobs can make a difference. You don't have to have a huge following on social media or anything like that to make a difference.
Will you talk to us a little bit about your work and how it has changed during the pandemic?
Yeah, so I'm a community midwife, and that means I do antenatal clinics face-to-face with women, you know, the whole way through their pregnancy, and then postnatal home visits after they've left labour ward with their newborns. And a lot of the appointments have changed to be over the telephone instead of face-to-face, which I think is really hard for the women and their families to get used to, because there's just not that same level of support. We're trying our best to make them feel supported and put in things in place so that nothing is missed, but I think there's a lot of anxiety around it, so there's a lot of reassurance needs to happen for ourselves and for them, because I think if we come across as very anxious, it kind of radiates onto them.
Did any of your mothers have it?
We have had quite a few women, yeah. It's all quietened down recently, but at the height of the pandemic, we had quite a few people on labour ward and in the community, but we still had to go and see them because there's certain things that need to happen throughout the pregnancy or in the first few days of a newborn's life that we have to offer. So regardless of whether they were suspected or a positive result of COVID, we still had to go in.
But you were okay? You didn't get sick?
No, I haven't yet.
No, that's good. Yeah, I mean, it's a very worrying time for you and your family and all involved on the front line. And I just thought, you know, in recent months, your colleagues in Northern Ireland had to go on strike many days in the rain to protest, to look for a few more pounds to their salaries. What are you expecting after this, Rachel? Do you expect your role and the role of others on the front line to be valued properly when it's over?
I hope so. I think in maternity we've been very fortunate in that we get a lot of love and recognition purely for the nature of our job. You know, we're involved in a really momentous time in people's lives, so they often remember that, and there is a lot of thanks in it. But it's really nice to see roles in the NHS that maybe previously weren't as not as much appreciation shown for their department, to get that recognition this time round. And I know like the collapse is going to end, and or already has, and the free meals, that's not going to continue forever. But I just hope the kindness that's been shown and the patience with the NHS whilst we get used to this pandemic and make so many changes, I just hope that continues after all of this ends.
Absolutely. And just finally, will there be a big run on British Vogue in Cookstown, in Coke, in Tyrone today?
I'd imagine so, yeah. I'm imagining my mum will probably be at Tesco tomorrow buying all the copies she can find.
Absolutely. Rachel, it's lovely talking to you, and thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme this morning.
Thanks.
That's
so
Rachel
much.
Miller, midwife and Vogue front cover star. She's on the front cover of British Vogue, which goes on sale from tomorrow.